Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome all you who have come in from the Blog Talk Worldwide Millions, and we just appreciate your presence. And all those who are coming to help us praise the Lord and to pray and worship Jehovah God. We give him the glory, all the adoration over him. And we just worship him, honor him, and praise him. We know that there is only one true and living God, that is Jehovah God. And we praise him. Now, thank you for coming from every church affiliation, church denomination, and from every economic strata. And for all of you, we praise God for you. This is a wonderful day. And a wonderful weekend. We're with you on the broad line for the weekend. Now we're back with you again on the mother line. We call it the prayer line. To give God glory. Let's go to God in prayer. And let's continue to worship him in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, oh, the most wonderful, the most compassionate and precious God, the only true and living God. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning and for starting us on our way. Lord, we lift you up. Thank you. Thank you so much. You are a hero, God. You are our role model. And we do praise you and give you all the glory. You are a friend when you're blessed, you are when you're thirsty, and food when you're hungry. Thank you very much. What a special thing. Rise up and seek you. Seek your friend. Thank you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we praise you for all that you have done. We just praise you for what you're going to do. And we praise you for what you're doing, even right now. Glory to God. Thank you for making us the head and not the tail. Thank you for enlarging our territory. Thank you, Lord. For your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for healing virtue and for your many, many miracles and many blessings that you've brought on this life. And thank you for a blood bath, for you wash us in the blood of the Lamb, for everlasting life, for your protection, and for your being a way maker. Most of all, thank you for Jesus and thank you for the Holy Ghost. And then we just praise you. Holy Ghost, we ask that you to take over. Forgive us for any sin and for everything. Bless every participant on the line today. Bless those who bless you. We talk about you. We give you glory and give you adoration. And Lord, we praise you again. And again and again and again, we praise you. Oh, thank you. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for sanctification, for salvation. Thank you for being our love, our joy, and our hope, our peace, our comforter, our shepherd, our leader, our guide, our cleansing power, our conscience. Our leader and our guide, our protector, everything that you are to us. God, thank you, our deliverance, our eternal life, our eternal pleasure, our faith, our hope, our charity, our inspiration, jubilation, master, make a bold and children. Thank you so much. I bless again and again for it. We wake up, Lord, to praise you, and we do praise you and give you glory. Be with us, we pray. Amen. Thank you again and again. Thank God. Amen. And amen. And amen. Amen. And good morning to all of you who are on the line today. New week. Let's speak together. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Lord. Good morning. and from every area. So let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Amen. It's a wonderful thing to speak to the Lord. It's kind of like a welcome to the room. And I'm going to ask you from every area code, regardless of where you're from. I know you have many, many reasons to praise the Lord. Let me just give you one. Your name may have been on the death list from last night. Only one person could have taken it off. And he did. Took your name off that list. And then I cried and weeping all around your house this morning. Seemed like that would give you enough. It would just say to you that you owe the Lord some praise. And that you want to give him glory and majesty and honor. And let's do it right now. When I say praise check, I don't want you to call on me. Don't wait to hear 50, 100 people coming in. Why don't you be the first one? Because he's been put in the name of Jesus. Let's do it right now. Praise check, everybody, everywhere.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me hear some praise reports this morning. And God is looking, he doesn't want people to make him look like he ain't done nothing for him. That hurts God. You talk about grieving the Holy Ghost when he's been so good to you. Can you imagine how it felt when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt? And they got out in the desert and forgot all about him and took the jewelry that he had given to them, the gold and the silver, and melted it down and made another golden image and called that golden image God rather than God. Can you imagine how he felt? How would you feel? You got your feelings from him. How would you feel? Yeah. He felt like killing them. Every one of them he wanted to kill. Moses had to convince him not to destroy all of them. But even after Moses started talking, he had sent a plague to kill thousands of them. He felt like killing all of them. And he repented that he had made man. That he had made him. For him to wake you up, for him to start you in your way, for him to give you love when you were the meanest person on the earth, you would have been. But he put joy in your soul and peace in your mind and took that meanness out of you. You were down and he picked you up. Wouldn't have a roof over your head, but he provided it, and shoes on your feet and clothing on your back. You think you somebody wouldn't have been nothing unless he had made a way for you. God fixed it for you. And then he's done so many things I'm not even naming. And then when I ask you to give him a prayer for it, you be quiet and don't say nothing about him. How do you think that makes him feel? Yeah. We're going to give you a chance, opportunity. Want somebody that is happy about God, happy about Jesus, to volunteer and say, I'll give my praise report, and I'll receive other praise reports. If that's you, I'm going to open the line up for you. And please do that in the name of Jesus. Who will take those, who will receive the praise reports this morning? And give me to give you a praise report and receive other praise reports. If so, the line's open to you. Who will do that?
Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Hodges. I'll be happy to take the praise reports this morning.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you all, and good morning to everyone on this marvelous Monday morning. I thank God for another day that he allowed me to see. I thank God for yesterday's service. It was Youth Day at Amazing Grace, and the youth department showed up and showed out on yesterday. We even had our primary drum line. There are three little boys that are always playing their air drums or beating on chairs with pencils or whatever. And yesterday they made their debut with the old school, new school. I thank God for the wonderful word that came from our pastor on yesterday for the youth yesterday in the morning service. Thank God for how over the weekend some of you all that tuned in on the youth prayer line one night, Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer, had a session, and we were just talking about things that we like, just stuff that we like. And I mentioned that I love accessories. And over the weekend, I was blessed with some accessories from different people. It just blessed me. And I thank God for that. I thank God that I am saved. I thank God for salvation and for his Holy Spirit. Now, the praise line is now open for those of you that have praise reports. Let's jump in here and give God what's due him. Is there one this morning?
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown at 913 Area Code. Good morning. First, I'd like to give honor to God who first in my life, and to First Lady Johnson and Pastor Johnson, and to you and all the saints and friends that's on the prayer line this morning. I have a praise report. Friday, I was in my home taking care of my three little grandkids, and when I woke up Friday after getting off the line, I had purpose in my heart I am going to try to walk in the Holy Spirit. My focus today is to walk in the Holy Spirit. And I've been walking up and down the steps, and I have been repeating some affirmations that the sister gave last week on the prayer line about those different affirmations and just speaking into yourself and building yourself. I purposed that day that I was going to do that, and I have been doing that. So I guess afternoon had come, and God had put on my heart to call my pastor. I belong to Second Baptist, Pastor Ron Taylor here in Argentina, Kansas City, Kansas. So God had put on my heart to call my pastor. I picked up my phone and went straight to the window and looked out my window. There was my pastor's car at the church. So I called over, and Pastor Taylor answered the phone, and he said, hello. I said, hi, Pastor. This is Sheila Brown. He said, hi. And I said, I just want to let you know I love you so, so very much, and I want to thank you for everything that you have done for me and my family. And I said, I'll talk to you later. He said, hold on, Sister Brown, hold on. We got to go to the Word. We got to go to Scripture. So we went to Psalm 62. I read a few verses. Pastor read a few verses. Then he prayed over us, and I got off the phone. As soon as I got off the phone, the enemy attacked my body physically. He brought me down to my knees in this house. And I have custody of my three little grand boys and been having them 4.5 years. It got so bad. I had to get in touch with the mother and father to come and get the kids. When they got to my door, one of the three-year-old twins had to open the door because grandma was upstairs on her knees, not even knowing if I'm in the world. So long story short, that happened to me Friday. I gave the kids to my daughter Friday. God had me in this bed, and I still don't know what happened or nothing about it. But anyway, long story short, the enemy came right in here and attacked me on Friday as soon as I spoke with my pastor. And I want to thank God that when I was on that bed, I don't know what was going on. It was so bad. I've never, ever experienced nothing like that in my life. But it was so bad. But I had a little strength where I would be able to call on Jesus every now and then. And then another part of me wanted to just leave the world, just wanted to just call the police, the crazy department, and everything else, just wanted to leave here. But I still had a little bit in me that would holler for Jesus every now and then. Okay, I felt that whole way Saturday. Okay, early Sunday morning, God woke me up about 3:03, and he knew I woke up, I had the spirit of fear. Fear. There's fear all over me, fearing that if I get up and walk, then I'm going to feel that way again, fearing that if it happens again, then I'm going to have to give the boys away again. But I went to church yesterday morning. Thank the good Lord. He sent a lady by here that I had brought over to get baptized. And the lady come by here to pick me up first. And the lady began to sing a little bit, and she's new to Christ. And God gave me strength to talk to her a little bit about her baptism. But yesterday, God healed my body. He touched my body. When I woke up this morning, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I am strengthened, I am refreshing, and I just want to thank him because I know in my heart that enemy tried to take me out of here on Friday. He tried to shut my mouth, and I was telling my mom what happened. I said, Mama, he tried to shut my mouth. I said, you know that all I got is my praise, Mama. And she said, the devil is a lie. So I know the enemy tried something, and I know God is stronger because I'm right here again with my big mouth praising Jesus, and I'm going to praise him until the day I die. And I just thank God for restoring me this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you continue to praise him. We don't want the rocks crying out for us. We got to praise him. And thank you for that praise report. God bless you. Is there another one this morning? Somebody else have a praise? Did Lord wake somebody else up over the weekend, do something for you?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila from 860. Well, I truly just want to thank the Lord for allowing me to see a new day. I thank God for my life, my health, and my strength. I just thank God because he is just God all by himself. He don't need anybody else to be him. So I'm just giving him all the praise and the honor. Hallelujah, because God is doing a great thing in my life. God has just been so good. All I got to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to your name. God has been good, y'all. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Even through the midst of our trials and tribulations, even through my hurts and pain, God has still been good to me. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I just thank God this morning because I have a pain. I could have been dead, but I thank God that my hip hurts a little bit. But it ain't hurting me enough that I can sit down and don't do nothing. But I can praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you. I get up and go to the gym. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I get up and I do things. Get me through the pain. Thank you, God. So I'm just giving God the praise this morning because he's just so worthy. He's so worthy. The youth choir, I mean, God just was in the mix yesterday with the youth choir. And I tell you, God is just so good. He's so good. And I love him so very much. And I love each and every one of you guys on this prayer line. Everybody, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Lady Betty, I love everybody. Sister Gina. I love everybody. Thank you, guys. Bye. Have a good day.
God bless you, Sister Sheila from Connecticut. God is good. Thank you.
God bless. Praise the Lord. This is Brother Lonnie calling from Kansas City. My praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for waking me for this opportunity just to give you the glory over working with me in my life. And I just wanted to say that I rejoice in the Lord every opportunity that I can, because he has brought me from some place that I was in my life, just completely turning my life into a different direction, you know, without, you know, him, I would be nothing. You know, without Jesus in my life right now, I thank him for the pastor, Dr. Johnson, you know, and the family over at Amazing Grace for all the prayers from the people on the prayer line as I was going through my situation, as I'm still going through my situation. I'm just thankful to the Lord. I just continue to praise him while I'm in my situation.
Yeah.
Because I know that only he can bring me out and he bring me through what I'm going through. I understand about the spirit of fear and having doubt and the enemy trying to shut you down. I realize all these things as I walk daily with the Lord, and the closer and the more that I try to serve and do his will, the more I'm convicted about my responsibility. You know, I have a responsibility too, so I try to stay focused. It's easy to get distracted, but I just say to you all that God is good and he is worthy to be praised, and believe that he that strengthens you, he will strengthen you to get through whatever it is that you're going through. So I rejoice in the Lord this morning, and I just thank him that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, honey, and thank you so much for that praise report. God bless you. Is there another one out there this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Ambassador like Mother Digby, giving honor to God, to our Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Hodges, to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank the Lord for coming into my life and saving me and keeping me with a mind to wholly follow him. I thank the Lord for how he's blessed. I want to say this week was our workers' meeting in Northern Illinois for our jurisdiction. And I want to say on Wednesday night, we had such a blizzard they had to cancel because the electricity went off and they had to cancel the service. But on Friday night, we had such a glorious time. I had come on the line once a while back and told you all how that in our jurisdiction, so many people had illnesses, and our bishop was ill. One of his assistants had gone on a trip to Africa, and he had gotten sick, and they had such a time. Another pastor had a heart attack, and my own pastor had a quadruple bypass. But I want to thank the Lord for on night in our workers' meeting how our bishop was able to be out, and even though he's in a wheelchair sometimes, he preached Friday night such a beautiful message and was just so encouraging, and my pastor was able to be out for a while, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. And on yesterday, before Sunday school started, the Spirit of the Lord came in, and people just testified of their healing, and God just took over. And when I was downstairs, I could hear the saints just magnifying God, and the Lord just took over and just came in and just took over. And we just had a glorious time before Sunday school. We just had a glorious time on yesterday, and had a young Black History program, and we just told some historical things about our church, and the Lord is just good, and He's worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for His goodness to me. I want to say that the Lord blessed me to have what I needed. I want to say I didn't get a big thing, but the Lord always blessed me to have what I need, and then He blessed me to have something to give to somebody else. And I love giving, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord always make a way for me to have something, and I thank Him for it. I thank Him for all of His goodness. The Lord is great, and He is worthy to be praised. Thank the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, and that's great. Elective speaking. It's always wonderful to hear from our mothers. Is there another praise report on the line this morning? We want to make sure everyone gets the opportunity to get their praise report in. Is there another?
Amen. I praise God. This is Ambassador Lyke Johnson in Texas. Truly, I praise God for another day that He's blessed me to see. I do honor our Chief Ambassador and each and everyone on the line, our Praise Line First Fruit family. I thank God for you. I thank God for coming into my life, saving me, sanctifying me, giving me a mind to serve Him, and with the activity of my limbs, I praise God. With the closing of my right mind, I praise God. Truly, I thank the Lord for all week long. It's just been a busy time for me. We had a fantastic celebration for my mom for her 84th birthday on Saturday. All the family came in, and I just pray that He blessed her through that so we could come and show her love. I thank the Lord on Sunday was a full busy day. We had Youth Day also and Black History Program also. And my daughter said, Mom, why don't you just tell them you're too tired? I was to conduct the 3:30 service. I just realized that it is Him that I live, move, and have my being. I just want to continue. I know the strength of God is not on my own, but it is the Lord that strengthens me. And I praise Him for Him this morning for all that He's done. Continue to be blessed in the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Johnson. Chief, how many more do you want me to get?
Two or three more.
God bless you. Okay, are there two or three more of you out there that want to share a praise report this morning? What has the Lord done for you?
Good morning. This is Sister Lori Garnett, area code 773, Chicago. I thank God for First Through Prayer Line. Thank God for Chief Ambassador Johnson. Thank God for you, Ambassador Hodges. And I just thank God for being here this morning. God is a good God. I just would like to say I was diagnosed in my 30s. I think I was 30 years old. I was diagnosed with asthma. And February the 20th, I was hospitalized. I think I've been hospitalized like 3 times. So now I am praising God for my healing. I have not taken the medication in about 2 weeks. And I used to have a humidifier at night because I'd be so congested in the morning. And I thank God that I am claiming him for my healing of asthma. God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. I'm going to continue to claim my healing, and I thank God for First Truth Prayer Line.
God bless you. We thank God for you, too. Two more praise reports out there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Good morning, Sister McKnight.
I had a great weekend. A friend of mine came by. He used to be a pastor here, and he came over and prayed over me, and he said that the last time he saw me, that he could tell that my spirit is really changed. He said that I came a long way. It made me feel good. I just want y'all to continue to pray for my family. The enemy is really doing some to my family. So I just want y'all to pray for my family.
Amen. God bless you, Sister McKnight, and we certainly will do that. Is there one more praise report out there this morning? The line is now open to you. And one more, last praise report today.
This is Evangelist Palmer in Iowa. And I thank and praise God for being alive for another day. I thank you for the many blessings that he's still applying me, as well as my family. And I wanted to say, I just thank God for having an opportunity to hear the testimony this morning, especially the one where the sister in Christ said that an unexpected illness came up against her, holding her physically down, and how God sent her such blessings in that area and gave her the strength she needed. And it was right after she had been obedient to call the pastor, and the pastor was obedient unto the Lord and said, let's get the word in before we hang up, because all the blessings just stirred up a memory of how the Lord had given me this morning to think about how when I had prayed and so much opposition came, but it was to the place, and I was listening to the Spirit and the Lord say, but if you wouldn't have prayed at all, how severe the opposition would have been. And he encouraged my spirit that it's time to go out in the highways and the byways and pray over the area where I'm living. And it was to the place I had some areas of lovelessness in my mind. Emotions about, do I really want to go out and do this the right now to attack the enemy and put him down and try him underneath my feet? But hearing the blessings of who God is, that he always brings out a winner at the finishing line, and when you be for us, who can be against us, and in his strength is made greatest in our time of weakness, and if we can do all things for him to strengthen us, just encourage me to continue to be obedient unto what the Lord has said to do.
Yeah. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Palmer. And I thank God for all of you all. I gave you a praise report today. I'm asking that the Lord continue to bless and keep you all and give you an extra something just for coming back to say things. You reminded me of the 10 lepers and one came back. But I thank God for the 9 that came back this morning just to tell God thank you. And Sister Sheila Brown, last week when you gave your testimony, please forgive me, I was Chief gave me permission to give you the number to the office because so many people wanted to encourage you or have prayer with you. And if you could get a pencil, we will give you that number before the end of the prayer line if Chief allows it. God bless you. Thank you, all of you all. And Chief, I'm turning it back over to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Somebody, you're moving by the prayer line and make a lot of noise on the prowl. I know you don't mean to. You probably don't know that you're doing that. So just press *6 if you would. Mm-hmm. Press *6 and you'll stop all that noise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right. This is the time that We want to hear your prayer request. We want to pray for you. The many people in this prayer line who are prayer warriors, and we'd like to pray for you and ask God to give you a miracle. That's what we do on the Block Ride every night. If you haven't been on there lately, you're missing it, because we're encouraging people to come with all kinds of things who need miracles. Because after we make that prayer request for a miracle for them, then we take time to thank God 1,000 times for the request and for what he's going to do for them. Well, and God is doing exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Yeah, and it's for you. So, bless the Lord. This morning we want to get your prayer request. We want to get some prayer for you. And just believe the Lord. You know, faith is what moves God. Matthew 17:20, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain will be moved. Yeah, Matthew 21:21, if you have faith, doubt not, shall be done unto you. Amen. God bless all of you. Let me see if we can get anybody who doesn't mind receiving these prayer requests, and maybe your lot this morning. For Lord, if you need to get the prayer request, there's a blessing in it. Job didn't get released from his captivity until he learned to pray for somebody else. Amen. And if that's you, you learn to pray for somebody else, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask you if you would receive the prayer request. Give your prayer request and then come back and get the prayer request. Let me just say this. We had a great time, an amazing grace over the weekend. My God. Thank God we had a great, great, great youth day. We just did everything. It was so beautiful. My God, we had two little missionaries who spoke on Sunday, and they did a mom's job. They did a tag team together. Two young people, I guess 14, somewhere around there. Did a tag team together, and it was great. And then we had a little boy that prayed a prayer, 5 years old. It was so super. We had such a great time, and it was magnificent. Thank God for all of you. But this is your time to give a prayer request. Anybody want to receive the prayer request? Some volunteer. God's been good to you. Receive the prayer request. All right. Brother Willie Johnson, can you receive the prayer request? Brother Wilson, Sister Scott, anyone of y'all? Sister Garnett, some of y'all receive a prayer request. The prayer line is open to all of you. If you have a prayer request, let your prayer request be known now. Those who have one, jump in there and give you a prayer request. Okay? Anybody?
This is Mother Wilson, Dr. Johnson. I was on mute, and I just the prayer request is for you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you this morning. I thank God for my life and all night sleep. And my request is to continue to seek the Lord and look to him for him to continue to bless us. Who would have a prayer request this morning? The first one.
Amen. This is Ambassador Mac Johnson in Texas. I'm putting my granddaughter still on the prayer line that the Lord will touch and heal her. And buying these headaches that she is having, she's 13 years old, and she seems to keep having these headaches, and they want to do tests and so forth on her. But I know God to be a healer, and I'm believing by faith, so I'm asking y'all to stand in agreement with me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Dr. Johnson, I apologize for that. I was half asleep. But my prayer request is, I'm not feeling too good, like my side is hurting. And I just ask you all to continue to pray for me and Pastor Gina, Pastor Tony. Just pray for my family. Is there another one? Yes. Dr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
He's answering you. God bless you. Another one.
This is Sister Linda from Utah, and I just asked him for prayer this morning. Been hurting all over in my body, and I just need some prayer.
All right, Sister Linda. God bless you. Is that another one?
Mother Digby, I would like to request prayer for some of the young people in my family, just for the young people everywhere. That God will save them and give them a mind to live for Him.
God bless you. Amen. Is that another one?
Mr. Peterson.
Spoken. God bless you, Sister Peterson. Is there another one?
This is Evangelist Palmer in Utah, Iowa, and I would like to give prayer for a person that was given information by phone to the church that is one of the members. Relative, and it gone to total failure in the area. A blessing for that person. Numbness in her foot goes from, and there's a lot of pain, and she has to work all day, each and every day, 9 hours a day on that foot, and it was 6 days a week, but they narrowed it down to now 5 days a week, and I'm asking God's blessings for that healing virtue to come on into that foot and her to be blessed to have a testimony about how God has done that for her.
Amen. God bless
Praise the Lord. Saint. This is Brother Lonnie just asking for prayer, my strength in the Lord, that he will continue to strengthen me to do his will. I have a special prayer request for my mother. She has been taking care of my niece's children. And I also have a special prayer request for all the mothers on the prayer line, that the Lord will strengthen them and keep them. My mom has been watching, like I said, my mother's she's up there, so she's been watching these kids, and I can just see that they just draining her down, and I just you know, she's trying to help out her granddaughter, but these are her great grandbabies, and all the mothers know, you know, you running after them kids ain't no easy job no more. So I just pray that, you know, that the situation will work out for my niece. She'll find somebody else to watch her kids, because, you know, my mama didn't already raised her, so she needs her time. Y'all understand what I'm saying, and just pray the strength for my mom and continue to pray for me. And thank you.
Amen. Is there another one?
Let's get prayer for these. Let's get prayer for these who have made requests.
All right. And I would like to say, too, Dr. Duff, that I didn't request prayer for my daughter that's out of the country. Be praying for her, very special. And also I have a prayer request for my son. He has some muscles that's swelling in one side, his leg and arm. And we are requesting prayer for him, too. Willie Jr.
All right. And
good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas. I just want to pray for everybody on the prayer line, and continue to pray for my family and me. And I just, this prayer line just lifts me up in the mornings. I love all of y'all so much.